The youngest sufferers of the opioid crisis, newborn babies.
One of the most nightmarish consequences of all this is this year, this past year, looks like almost 1,000 babies are born substance impacted.
That's Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter again. The National Institutes of Health have announced that they are giving $1 million toward research to determine a national treatment standard for infants born to addicted mothers. Currently, there isn't one. Instead, the national standard has been to allow infants to go into full withdrawal before treating them. But in Greenville, South Carolina, they're taking a different approach, giving babies tiny doses of methadone to wean them. Dr. Jennifer Hudson is a pediatrician and medical director for newborn services at Greenville Health System and spearheaded the new approach.
When those babies were born, the pattern that I saw very quickly was that they did well on the first day. They started to have some minor symptoms of withdrawal on the second day. And the third or fourth day, babies would enter full-blown withdrawal and really suffer.
Tell me a little bit about what's happening at the Greenville Medical Center and how is it being effective for these babies?
Sure. So we, around 2004, decided to think outside the box and really talk about whether there was a way that we could prevent babies exposed to long-acting opioids from going into withdrawal at birth. Essentially, when they're born, they quit cold turkey. They stop receiving the medication that the mother has been prescribed. So we sat down with a team of pediatric pharmacists and said, you know, is there a way to just simply continue the babies on the medication that mothers have been taking? Not to give them so much that it causes over-sedation and trouble waking up, but not to give them so little that they go into full-blown withdrawal. So we came up with a treatment regimen that we start within 24 hours of birth. Basically, while the mother's medication is working its way out of the baby's system, we're giving the baby tiny doses to land somewhere in a middle zone. And then the other component that we've added is weaning from home under the care of a pediatric practice in our local community.
So, and I'm just wondering, are there any trends that you're seeing in the mothers that are coming in terms of demographics? Are many of them low income? Are they single moms? Like what type of issues are they dealing with in addition to, obviously, this really terrible opioid addiction?
Most of the mothers who are having babies at risk for NAS are in treatment, but the reason for treatment does vary. Some mothers have used street drugs like heroin, but I would say a majority started with a prescription. I would say that a majority of the pregnancies that I see in mothers who are using opioids, whether they're in treatment or not, are unplanned. And that's consistent with CDC data that about 86% of mothers using opioids end up with unplanned pregnancies. Many women are single. I'm starting to see more mothers who are married and with insurance, and even who are planning their pregnancies despite the fact that they're in treatment for opioid addiction or dependence. There are usually a variety of social factors that we do have to assess and deal with. Mental health issues are a big problem in this population. Many mothers who started using opioids have a history of emotional, physical, or sexual trauma in their past. And the opioids, when taken for a pain problem or a surgery, also help to blunt emotional issues or mental health issues that a mother may be experiencing. So they're particularly addictive compared to other substances.
Are you seeing a stigma that's attached to these mothers that's perhaps growing? Or is that, are we in a new phase right now where we're looking at this more as a public health issue as opposed to a personal failing?
It is true that the new focus on the opioid epidemic is helping with the stigma, but the stigma is still a huge problem. And I think that's largely why we don't see a lot of people talking about it. They're afraid of losing employment. They're afraid of losing friends. They're afraid of losing family support. And they're just afraid of being judged. So we're very careful in the healthcare setting to treat women with respect and help them regardless of their past struggles and to not insert more judgment that they've already been subjected to. It is a huge problem.
Dr. Hudson, thank you for being with us today on The Takeaway.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Jennifer Hudson is a pediatrician and medical director for newborn services at Greenville Health System.
The There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.